Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Robb.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Sook. I'm Rop.
Sodded.
And that's Big Sook right over there.
Right here.
With, oh, dude.
Ryan Buckley is here.
They're eating the cats.
He is a short timer this week as he is going to beautiful Sun River.
That's right.
For a stay and play with his buddies.
Yeah.
He does that every year at this time.
Must be nice.
Usually not on the bye week, but this year on the bye week.
Dead sir.
It's going to be nice. Yeah, the weather's going to be great. The weather's great out there today.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think it's the best golf deal in Oregon. You go for two nights, and it's all you can golf for two nights lodging at the Sun River Resort.
Wait, you just pay for the lodging?
Yep.
And you get free golf as much as you want?
Yep.
Wow.
So, and it's like $200 a night to stay at their lodge. They do it during shoulder season, so it's always like fall or spring. And then it's unlimited golf at their courses. So we have five rounds over 3 days, staying two nights, and all that golf is free.
Hmm.
Can you imagine how drunk Buckley's going to get?
That's the question. When you go to play unlimited golf, Buck, how much golf gets played sober? Are you one of those that's like, I'm keeping it on the rails, or is
so,
it just Thunderdome?
The way this usually works is that and often because of frost delays, we have to start a little bit later. So usually everyone's kind of taking it, no, I say seriously, loosely, but taking it seriously in the morning round, and everyone plays their own ball. And when we're running out of time and daylight towards the end of the day, it's more of a scramble and kind of mess around format.
I want bourbon!
You know, because some bros take their golf trips very seriously, and others, go build a snowman. You know, it just kind of depends on how you want your trip to go.
Coming up tonight in the club, I would like to get into some wireless carrier talk.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because...
You had an extra grind?
Well, not really, but have you shopped around at all?
I have not switched wireless carriers in probably... It's been 10, 12 years since I switched.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Well, we're the same.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever switched.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well.
It's kind of a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass. Well, actually, it's not. They make it pretty easy.
It seems like a pain in the ass.
No, they made it a pain in the ass for me.
It does feel like a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. So we have started that that journey, my wife and I, because she's mad. So, okay. And when she's mad, watch out.
Yeah, you make some switches.
So, boy, we just need to talk about the wireless carrier situation in the United States.
Okay,
we just need to do that.
I just find changing insurance companies, cable provider, anything like that, I think a lot of people stay even if they're not happy simply because the devil you know is better than the devil that you don't
know. I think that's very factual.
Yeah.
And I think that was proven by our venture on Saturday.
Understand.
They're a mess. All of them are a mess. They're an absolute mess.
And that's my thing is they're all going to kick you in the nuts. So why would I jump through a hassle to get kicked by someone else when I just keep getting kicked by the same person? That's fine.
We also have a new study that says water does nothing for your hangover, so you might as well just keep drinking.
I've known that for years, right? Let's go.
So this hour, we got our NFL Week 2 knapsack. Got a lot of NFL to get to, and our college football crostini continues with the new number one team in our Texas Longhorns and another Manning.
Yeah, who would have thought that Georgia gets dismissed for Sark?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
They almost lost.
Yeah.
How about that?
Kentucky was a bunch of cowards, too. They punted.
I did not think that we could get a more cowardly punt than the Raiders and Antonio Pierce.
I thought the exact same thing. I thought that was going to be the cowardly punt of the year, and then sure enough.
No. They're like, hey, hold on.
Can I nominate Mike McDonald for a cowardly field goal?
It was
sure you can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you guys think they should have gone for it?
It was a cowardly field goal.
I thought they should have gone for it there.
Absolutely. But there's a difference between a cowardly field goal and a cowardly punt.
No, that's true.
Because you're not getting anything out of the punt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want you
to
know that the Raiders had it 4th and 1 from like from the other team. Was the Chargers, right?
It was on the 40. It was like plus territory on their 40.
It was like 46 or something. And they punted with like 7 minutes to go. And Antonio Pierce said, well, it's a long one. I'm sorry. That is the coward. That's you'll never find a more cowardly.
And they were down at least a touchdown, weren't they?
Yeah. They were down a score.
Yeah.
They were down a touchdown. And then I give you Mark Stoops. What?
So we get to all this stuff right now. The hot 5 at 5:10.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com. Number five.
Well, the pennant races are headed down the home stretch, just 2 weeks left. The Mariners have suddenly rattled off 3 in a row, but the problem is the Astros have won 4 straight.
Yeah.
The AOS lead is still 4.5. Interesting development, though, is the Mariners are now tied with the Tigers, just 2.5 back of the Twins for that third AL wild card
spot. Yeah, the wild card may be more realistic at this point. I got to look at the schedules there because the Mariners have 3 coming up with the Yankees, which not the best in the world. So I got to see what the LT Grays have.
Well, the Twins are currently leading the Guardians 3-0 in the 5th in Cleveland. I believe the Mariners are off tonight. The Astros are taking on the Padres down in San Diego.
Confirmed Mariners off.
And it is Paul Skeens night, too. He's pitching in St. Louis. Just, you know, I mean, who cares about the Pirates?
Yeah.
But he's fun to watch.
Ooh, by the way, the Tigers have your Kansas City Royals.
Big series.
Well, and then 3 at Baltimore, too. So tough here
number
for the Tigers, but they do get the Rays and the White Sox.
You know, Tigers are sneaky good. They have good pitching.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming? Not me.
That whole division is a bit wonky. Let's see what the Mariners have in their system.
Oregon's 49-14 win in Corvallis is not enough to gain them ground in the AP Top 25 this week. They are still number 9.
They got hopped by Cristobal, too.
Well,
sandwiched in between Miami and Penn State.
Miami looks really good. You can make an argument right now. Miami looks like a top 3, top 4 team in the country. But again, none of this matters. Just keep winning. It'll take care of itself. I don't understand the who gives a rip where you're ranked after 3 weeks. Just keep putting W's on the board.
The SEC now has 6 of the top 7 teams in the country, including a new number 1 Texas, who leapfrogs Georgia. That, despite a Quinn Ewers injury, no word on how long he'll be out. He has an oblique strain.
Doesn't matter when Arch Manning comes in and decides to look like the second cup.
Is his name Arch or Archie?
I think it's Arch.
But it's is that short for Archie, or is his name actually Arch?
No, I think he's named after his grandfather and goes by Arch instead of Archie or Archibald or whatever.
Yeah, he had 5 tutties in that game. Looked good.
Did you see the run? They said that he ran 21 miles an hour on that run. Like, Arch, for a white boy, the Arch scoots.
Said he got his speed from his mom.
Dude, that's fast.
Should have called him Scoot.
There you go.
Scoot Manning.
Old Scoot Manning.
I'm going to LA.
Chiefs lose running back Isaiah Pacheco 6 to 8 weeks with that fibula injury. Enter Samaje Perine and undrafted rookie Carson Steele.
Well, they need to figure out their offensive line, too.
The Jets already don't have Hassan Reddick for their pass rush. Now defensive end Jermaine Johnson tears his Achilles. He is done for the season. Another huge injury for the Rams as they lose safety John Johnson 4 to 6 weeks, hairline fracture in his shoulder. They're also saying Cooper Kupp could be headed to the IR. Boy, the Rams are just getting absolutely ravaged.
They are down, I think, 5 offensive linemen. The 6th one's playing hurt and is in and out. Top 2 receivers, starting corner, a safety. I mean, there's nothing left.
They did say Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert had x-rays on his leg today. They came back negative. Jim Harbaugh saying they'll know more on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was an ugly thing that he got rolled up on. That's one of those just, you take the sack and live to fight another day.
What? Tape the sack?
Take
the sack. Oh, I thought you meant like tape up his sack.
Oh, no.
Like what?
He was going down as this weird angle and he tried to throw it and just got rolled up on it. It looked bad.
Michigan's QB1 on Saturday against USC will be Alex Orji. This after senior starter Davis Warren was benched on Saturday. Warren has thrown 6 picks in 3 games. In Orji's 17 snaps, he ran it 13 times, threw it just 4, so a different style of quarterback.
And that was the thing going in. Like, Orji was supposed to be the up-and-comer dual threat guy, but he can't throw. But you can't keep having Warren out there throwing picks. Michigan's got a real quarterback issue.
Wisconsin loses QB1 Tyler Van Dyke for the season. He has a knee injury. I mentioned this earlier, but out of 100 FBS quarterbacks, he ranked 100th in quarterback rating.
Apparently, his backup's not very good either because Alabama took him behind the old Chiefs.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftop.
I thought, it's so weird, you know.
Number one.
It kind of felt like it was a pretty good little getting him from Miami.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, that's what people thought. I mean,
it just sucks. Now he's hurt.
Yeah.
And we have our first quarterback benched in the NFL. Bryce Young of the Panthers will give way to Andy Dalton. Young's QBR is 44, which is last in the NFL. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have signed quarterback Tyler Huntley off the Ravens practice squad, although Skylar Thompson is still likely the starter in Seattle on Sunday. And Monday Night Football is a battle of the birds. We've got Falcons and Eagles in Philly. Atlanta quarterback Kirk Cousins, 3-10 in his career on Monday night.
3-10, and I don't know if this is, you know, when you see quotes floating around, you always have to be careful, but it was floating around and got picked up by a couple people that Troy Aikman, allegedly, I was trying to confirm this. He said that Cousins told him he's not 100%, but he feels 100% in the pocket. And if that's
why
the case,
would you want that out there?
Yeah, I don't know. I be careful with that. I've seen it floating around a bunch, and people are attributing that to Troy. I haven't seen it from Troy, so you just look. There's a reason why they have him in the pistol. He's a play action guy. He needs to be under center, and it doesn't appear like they can do that right now. And some of the footage of him from practice working under center and taking dropbacks, he looks like Frankenstein back there. And by the way, he's horrible on primetime games and Monday night and Thursday night football. So this may be really problematic for the Falcons.
The Hot 5 at 5 is brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. I'll let you choose our NFL Week 2 knapsack or the college football crostini next.
Let's go with the NFL. No offense, but college football wasn't that exciting this week.
You got it. We'll start there when we return on The Fan. All right, if you're looking for our scalding hot Apple Cup or Civil War opinions, download hour one of today's program on the Odyssey app or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Because we are moving on to the NFL.
Yeah. But we did big, juicy, meaty segments on those.
We sure did. And it was, you know, particularly the Apple Cup, very interesting.
Yeah.
How that finished. But we are reaching into the NFL Week 2 knapsack here, Jace. Mm-hmm. My Seahawks are now 2-0.
Your Seahawks?
Oh, I'm sorry. Our Seahawks? Yeah.
Someone here had the Seahawks as the surprise team of the NFL.
You did.
And competing. And the division, but a wild card spot. Hey, first place. Suck it, Niners.
Hey, that's what I love about the NFL, man. Just win.
Just win.
And they have done that twice.
Yeah, and by the way, Geno Smith.
He looks good.
Geno Smith is, can we, he's good. Geno Smith was a top three quarterback in week two. Geno Smith is good.
I think he looks good.
Stop it. He's good.
He is. Geno is good.
With no run game to speak of whatsoever.
Okay. What we learned there, don't blitz him.
Geno is good.
Don't blitz him. Geno looks good.
I am definitively stating that Geno Smith is a very good NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not. But he's doing a good job for them. And next up is Miami, and they should beat Miami because they've got Skylar Thompson on at quarterback.
And if they just can figure out to run the ball a little bit and no Kenneth Walker,
See, they need him back.
That's the component. The O-line is still a little spotty. They're having to do it with smoke and mirrors, but a lot of people are. Like, this is the beauty part of the NFL. When you have a good coach and a good system and a good quarterback, you can hide bad offensive lines. You don't have to have great offensive lines. This is the biggest misnomer about the 49ers. The 49ers had one of the worst blocking O-lines last year overall, but Shanahan does a great job of hiding it. And we think because they have Trent Williams, and yes, Trent Williams is amazing, but that is not an elite O-line. So you don't have to have a world beater if you have a good scheme. New Orleans is doing this right now. New Orleans has a very, very average offensive line, but they're scheming it up, and they're running some great stuff. And I know it's only 2 weeks, but so far New Orleans has the number one offense in the NFL, and that is a very average offensive line.
You know, don't look now, but you know, if the Seahawks get by Miami, which they should, they play at Detroit, and they won at Detroit early last season.
Yeah, and that's
Detroit,
a tough one, but
Of course it's a tough one, but Detroit hasn't looked great yet.
Yep.
That's the Monday nighter. If they get by that, then they get the Giants.
Yep.
They could very easily be 5-0
Yeah.
Going into week six's matchup against the Niners, which is in Seattle.
Yeah, which and the Niners have been their daddies. They have been their window daddies the last couple years. And, you know, we'll see what happens there. But and that's why I said it's still the Niners division. The Niners are really good. I mean, that was just one of those. Minnesota's a tough place to go play, and Minnesota's doing a real nice job. But I'm not worried about the Niners. Like I said, they're the best team in that division. But Seattle is going to compete, and I do think they're going to be a playoff team.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the new Baker Mayfield.
Through week two, you know, when you get a competent system and Kevin O'Connell, and he's not asking Darnold to do a ton, but what he is asking Sam Darnold to do, he's doing a real nice job. Now, did you watch any of that Minnesota game?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
There should have been probably three interceptions. Like, Sam Darnold is still having those, oh my God, what are you doing moments. We've seen this. They did this with Josh Dobbs. Like, when you get a really good scheme and a good play caller and good weapons, it can make you look better than you are. And look, Sam Darnold has done a really nice job, but again, it's 2 weeks in and we're already anointing Sam Darnold as this fixed product. There were some really bad moments against the Niners where they bailed him out and they just didn't catch the ball. So we'll see as this goes on. But right now, if you're Minnesota, you couldn't have asked for a better start. But now you got Jefferson, who's a little nicked up. So we'll see how this goes. But kudos to O'Connell. Kudos to Sam Darnold. Not a lot of people had Minnesota right now at 2-0.
Yeah, they play Houston next week.
Yeah, and that'll be a real test.
That'll be
Houston
a great
looks really
game.
Good.
Yeah, it's a great game. Yeah. But three of the top five quarterbacks thus far in QBR, you know who they are?
What do you got?
Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold.
Yeah, how about that?
Minshew's got to be up there too, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He's not in the top five.
Well, in I know in stats he is. He's way up there with, like, I want to say yardage, completion percentage.
Okay, let me just... This is one of those. Gardner Minshew is
he's
not
He's going to crap all over your
Gardner Minshew is not good, so let's just
went out to beat the Ravens.
Derek Carr and what New Orleans is doing, I think right now that's the most interesting story in the NFL.
You see the stat about them? They went, now 2 games in, their starting offense has had 15 possessions.
Scored on every one, right?
Yeah. The closest team to doing that was like the Bucs in 2000. They did it 7 times in a row to start the season. Like, this is unheard of.
Well, and what's interesting is like they were, I mean, Dennis Allen was going to get fired. So they go get Clint Kubiak, who's just kind of the next guy up of the Shanahan tree. He was just a dude on that staff. And what they're doing right now, again, without a great O-line, is pretty damn impressive. And again, I want to see if they'll if they're able to continue this, because when you look at what New Orleans is doing, New Orleans is basically doing it with two-man routes. It's really weird. And that they're kind of running a lot of play action, max protection stuff. And normally in today's NFL, when you're playing shell looks, if you just run two guys out in the route, that's not a real recipe for success. And yet New Orleans is killing people.
That's
with
why I don't really understand what the Cowboys were doing.
It's, and they had one where they ran a cover two shell and who's the not Olave, but the other one,
Shaheed.
Yeah, dude, he just ran by the two Dallas safeties, just split them, and Derek Carr put it right in the pickle barrel. I mean, it's, again, don't know if this is going to be this way all season long, but what New Orleans is doing right now in scheme wise and kind of mucking up with different motions and chipping and back protections, they're really doing a phenomenal job of protecting what is a kind of an okay offensive line. And Derek Carr right now is just letting it rip. And they look amazing. And it's real fun to watch. And by the way, having that 41 guy back there healthy, we kind of forget about him because, you know, it's been kind of a clunky offense and he's been chipped up lately. But we kind of forget he was Christian McCaffrey before Christian McCaffrey.
Well, and he's like knocking on the door 30, older. Which is that running back, yep, age. And so I think people thought maybe there was no coming back for Kamara, but he's been great.
Well, yeah, he's 29 now.
Yeah.
And I think what's interesting about him is he's really, like, when the reason why I think most people wrote him off is that when guys start getting hurt,
yep,
no matter how good they are at that position, particularly in their mid to almost towards their late 20s, dude, it never gets better. No. Like, give me another guy who has done this and all of a sudden just had a resurgence at running back. It doesn't really happen. Now, Saquon Barkley had a nice week one. Yep. But he, you know, he's a lot younger,
yeah,
and was just hurt.
And we'll see again. This is the problem. You know, 2 weeks. Can you keep this going? Will teams figure you out? Because what New Orleans is doing right now is a lot of scheme stuff. So we'll see if teams adjust to it. You see if you stay healthy. But right now, New Orleans is the surprise team. And look, not just with them, but in that division, we all assumed that Atlanta, when you looked at their schedule, that Atlanta was going to be like this 12-win team, and almost everyone, including me, was picking them to win that division. And New Orleans and Tampa just gave everyone kind of a middle finger. Tampa won that division last year. Baker Mayfield is still playing really well, and Tampa's defense rose up last night and had a great one against Detroit. All of a sudden, that division looks a lot more fun than we assumed,
well,
it was going to be at the beginning of the year.
I would like to point out that the Saints were 2-0 last year as well.
Yeah.
So let's calm down.
Yep.
I would also like to point out that Dennis Allen is their head coach. So let's also calm down.
Well, and again, my O-line thing. Normally when you have funky O-lines, unless you're Kyle Shanahan, it usually comes back to bite you against better teams, see like the Miami Dolphins. So, well, again, we'll see how much this NFL teams are really, really good at figuring out what you like to do, especially when it's scheme and you're kind of fooling people. Like Green Bay last night, Green Bay couldn't throw the ball. I think Malik Willis threw the ball, was it like 12 times? And when you go back and watch Green Bay, that may be the most creative run scheme we've seen in like 10 years in the NFL.
LaFleur, baby.
Matt LaFleur is a really good coach. And he went into that game and said, we can't throw the ball. We know we can't throw it.
I was one of those dummies that said, I know they're not going to be able to. I have to bet the Colts.
So we are going to window dress the hell,
you fool,
out of all these runs. And they were throwing everything. Multiple guys in motion. They were running pin pulls. They were running gap. They were running duo. They ran like every run scheme known to man. And they ran the ball really, really well. It's not sustainable for like 12 weeks, but in a game you've seen and we see this every year, you can scheme your way to wins, especially against kind of average to bad teams. But eventually you have to be able to do it against better teams and it can't all be scheme, which is why sometimes these fun stories at the beginning of the year kind of fade out. But it doesn't mean they're not fun right now. And New Orleans is a great story. And I thought what Green Bay did with literally two hands tied behind their back because they couldn't throw the ball, I thought that was really impressive yesterday.
I will give you one of these two coaches to be your NFL coach. Okay, your young NFL coach.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you Matt LaFleur.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kevin O'Connell.
I'm going to take Matt LaFleur. That's tough because I really like Kevin O'Connell.
They're both really good.
They're both really good. Really, really, really good.
Or Mike McDonald. Do you want McDonald?
Nah.
Not yet?
Not yet. I think McDonald, unfortunately, I don't know. I think he... And I don't know how much of this is his GM and how much of this is him. I think he's a lot of window dressing and not a lot of substance.
Really?
And yeah, yeah. I think when you look at Miami, remember last year, Miami beat one team with a winning record. Wait,
I said Mike McDonald.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about
Seattle.
McDaniel.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Sorry.
Not Mike McDaniel.
No, Mike McDonald I need to see more. And I'm still taking the other two because I'm a believer in this version of the NFL. If you give me the choice between bright young offensive guy, bright young defensive guy, I'm taking offense. Not that defense, you can't win, playing with a defensive minded head coach. Seen it. Last time I checked, Bill was really good. I love in a league where the rules are set up for you to be successful offensively. Give me a guy that can scheme and craft. And I think the way that defenses are trending now, and we've all seen it, and this is, by the way, kind of one of the Mike McDonald effects, almost every defense in the league now is doing the same thing, right? And that is, you will not get big plays on us, and we don't believe that you can go down the field 11 or 12 times in a row. This is just the way defenses are playing, with these shell coverage looks, and then like the good ones are able to disguise a lot of stuff, see, you know, Mike McDonald. So I think it's more important than ever. With less preparation time, with less OTAs, with younger and younger quarterbacks, I just think it's so important to have a guy as your head coach that is actually an offensive designer, a play designer, an offense creator. It just more and more as offenses struggle, you see the difference between the bright offensive coaches and the rest of the league. So I'll always lean that way.
So the top five QBR so far, Derek Carr is number one at 142.
Dude, he's killing it.
By the way, the Saints have scored more points in the first 2 weeks than any other team since 1970, with the exception of one other Saints team in 2009.
Drew Brees, right?
Yeah, crazy.
Isn't it crazy, though, in a league
out of nowhere
that the offenses are struggling and the offense that is just kicking everyone in the balls is the New
Orleans? Dennis Allen's off. Isn't he a defensive guy?
Yeah. But that they went out and got Clint Kubiak. Mm. So they went off. They literally just were like, we need anyone that suckled at the teat that is Shanahan. And they're like, oh, we'll take a Kubiak. And so there you go.
Baker Mayfield 2, Josh Allen 3, Kyler Murray 4, and Sam Darnold 5.
Yeah.
What a world.
Dude, the NFL is
it's
just,
crazy.
It's so much fun because you just
you never know. And Geno Smith is 7. And to your question there, Buckley, Gardner Minshew is 12th.
Okay.
He's sandwiched right in between Justin Herbert and Justin Fields.
Guy wins. That's all I know.
Well, that was a hell of a win.
Boy, they blew another double-digit lead.
Hell of a win.
In the fourth quarter. So they're up 10 with like 13 minutes to go.
We are now looking at Cincinnati and Baltimore that are 0-2, and they've both had Kansas City like right on the doorstep and not able to finish it. And, you know, hey, I'm not saying you can't dig your way out of 0-2, but like it ain't good.
Will you trust in Pittsburgh or Cleveland to win that division?
No, and that's it. Let's pause because I want to go there next. The 0-2 stats are interesting, and I'm going to look up the division stats or the division odds now, because I'm guessing you can get some pretty good value on either Baltimore or Cincy.
Yeah.
At this point,
I'm intrigued. Know. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
This is far from over, so we'll continue our NFL Week 2 knapsack next. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, talking some NFL here. Yeah, the Ravens, big loss. I mean, I didn't play Survivor this year, but I'm guessing that knocked a lot of people out of their Survivor pool.
I heard it.
Well, 2 weeks in a row, because Cincinnati knocked a ton of people out against the Patriots in week one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and let's also say, too, with New England, I know New England's not great by any stretch of the imagination, but some people thought New England was going to be the worst team in the league. They are not. That's a competitive football team.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
Not without their flaws, but yeah. Hey,
and they got Jacoby Brissett. I mean, they're very limited, but dude, they're battling.
They're well coached.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why the beauty of the NFL is, man, there's some serious shockers in the first couple weeks, and it happens every year. And the Ravens losing to the Raiders is one of them.
Well, they had it. I mean, I was watching that game, and honestly, there was so much going on, I kind of stopped paying attention to it because it was over. And then you look up and you're like, what?
Have they become the kings of just gacking it away?
Certainly feels that way. They
cannot close.
No, they can't close. Well, they're kind of pulling, the Chargers were this way. You know, the Chargers are going to charge her, and now it kind of feels like the Ravens are doing this. They've done it in the postseason, and now they're doing, at least in the regular season, we always like, hey, it's a 13-win team, and then the postseason, they gack it away. But I'll tell you what, if you're the Ravens, dude, I mean, 0-2 starts traditionally don't end well.
Yeah,
now, I still
the numbers.
Think the Ravens are a good team, but I mean,
here are the numbers on that. So they're 0-2. And if you go back to 1990 and just base it off the history of teams that start 0-2, they have an 11.5% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, they've switched to a 17-game schedule, mm-hmm. so things are a little bit different now.
Yep.
And they said of the 21, there have been 21 teams in the 17-game schedule era that have started 0-2, and only two made the playoffs, so that's 9.5%.
Yeah.
So it's down in the under 15% range of teams that start 0-2 and make the playoffs. Now, what's interesting is I just checked the odds, and Baltimore is still -140 to make the playoffs.
Well, someone's got to win that division, and no offense, but, I mean, Pittsburgh's offense is the definition of anemic. They're not going anywhere. It's again, that's smoke and mirrors. Deshaun Watson continues to suck. I mean, Cleveland is not good. So, I mean, Baltimore and Cincinnati, the saving grace is someone's got to win that division. And I still think if you ask me who's going to win that division, whatever odds you're giving me, I'll take Baltimore and Cincinnati over Pittsburgh and Cleveland all day long. I believe one of those two teams will still win. But when you talk about a competitive wild card spot, you know, it's just, this is not the start you want. And now if you're Baltimore, you got Dallas, and that's at Dallas. And I'm not saying that, you know, obviously the Cowboys got boat raced by New Orleans, but you know, Dallas is not a bad team. And then you got Buffalo. I mean, that's not a great start. Oh, and then by the way, after that, you got Cincinnati. So if you're Baltimore, that's a little sketch. Now, if you're Cincinnati, it's a little bit easier. You got the Commanders and you got the Panthers. This should be a 2-2 Cincinnati team. And then you get Baltimore, you get the Ravens. So, you know, if you're Cincinnati, I think you're like, okay, breathe. You know, we've always started poor. Burrow always looks terrible. We should have beaten the Chiefs. We feel like maybe the officials screwed us over a little bit. So I actually think from a worry meter a little bit, when you look at the schedule, I think Baltimore may have a little tighter pucker factor right now than Cincinnati does.
So here are the odds in the AFC North. Bengals plus 200. This is to win the division. Mm-hmm. The Ravens plus 210.
Yeah.
The Steelers plus 270 and the Browns plus 550. I don't like any of those bets.
No, but if you made me... Again, schedule-wise, it says Cincinnati. Cincinnati's defense spooks me a little bit. You know, Trey Hendrickson, it's like he single-handedly kept Baltimore in that game. I mean, he was an absolute force, but their defense scares me a bit. Injuries scare me a bit. I think I'd still lean towards Baltimore. Maybe that's just a trust factor. But schedule-wise, I think Cincinnati, because remember, Cincinnati's playing, you know, one of the weaker schedules, you know, because they weren't very good last year. So I might lean... Because the odds are basically the same. I might lean schedule-wise. I just might lean Cincinnati.
All right. What is Brian Daboll doing?
Getting fired.
And Bo Nix is only on pace to throw 34 picks.
Ooh. I'm guessing that's some sort of record.
Yeah. We will get into those items wrapping up our NFL Week 2 Knapsack next on The Fan. All right. We're talking some NFL here. Week 2 Knapsack. Bo Nix is struggling. Yeah. Well, all the rookie quarterbacks are struggling.
Yeah, not a single. I love the fact that right now J.J. McCarthy is tied for the rookie touchdown lead.
With zero.
Zero.
None of them have thrown a touchdown.
No, it's pretty bad.
So there's three of them. Williams, Nix, and Daniels. Yeah. They have thrown no touchdowns. They have six picks, and their passer rating combined is 64.2.
Hey, remember when the preseason and everyone was talking about how great these quarterbacks were and every team was thrilled with them? Turns out preseason football, not indicative of real football.
Yeah, Bo Nix is on pace for no tutties and 34 picks.
Well, and this is the problem. Like, he looks completely lost. Like, it's the things that he's doing. If you ask me to go problematic, 1, 2, 3, it's not even close. Bo Nix is the most problematic quarterback of these rookies. And now he's on a not a very talented team, so it's not they're doing it in many favors. But the mistakes that he's making and the way he's playing, it's Bryce Young territory. There's just nothing. There's nothing good here.
Well, that goes counter to what people had been saying about him going in, right? The reason he got drafted so high wasn't because of like the flashy arm talent. They're like, Peyton was raving about his processing speed and the way he sees the field, and like the thing that was supposed to kind of be his calling card seems to be completely absent.
It's bad.
Yeah, we didn't really see this coming, did we? With him,
it's tough to know because you know Peyton made it sound, and this is like you're kind of a victim of your own. Your own hype. You know, I talked about this at the beginning of the year with when the Blazers were doing the Scoot Henderson thing or with Oregon. When you lean into it and you start, you know, just raving about the kid and saying that like it's the best thing I've ever seen and you know, and you really lean into it, you kind of set yourself up for it. So all we have to go on is what we heard about Bo Nix, and he looked good in the preseason, but this is what you always have to be careful of. Preseason is not real football. It's not against players that are going to be playing in the NFL. Half of those guys he was playing against aren't even on rosters. He's playing against me, for God's sakes. I looked good in those games, and I can assure you I was not a good player. And schemes are very vanilla, and all of a sudden you get in against real players and real schemes, and guys are disguising coverages, and he looks lost. So did we see it coming? No. No, we did not. But some of this is we do this every year where we buy into preseason hype with rookies, and whether it's Bryce Young or Caleb Williams or Peyton Manning or whoever, playing that position is really stinking hard for rookies. And the sooner we learn that, the better off we are. And like, C.J. Stroud has a year like he had last year, and so we're like, well, C.J. Stroud did it. Therefore, you know, there's a reason why that was an outlier.
Why? Because he's this special?
He was just that good. And when you look at the steps he's taken from C.J. Stroud right now is a top four quarterback in this league. The things he's doing early on in his sophomore season, there is no slump. And that just and you can say that it's scheme or that it's the players around him. Dude, C.J. Stroud is really, really stinking good.
Well, the Steelers and Broncos combined for as many points as penalties.
Yeah.
I would imagine we could probably sue them for hurting our eyes so badly in that game. That was awful.
It's awful.
My eyes are very important.
I mean,
stop watching those offenses.
And I don't know, does Pittsburgh, I mean, they're 2-0, but do they go back to Russell Wilson or do they,
it's hard to know without being in practice, but I think it speaks volumes that they won't commit to Justin Fields. And that there's a reason why Russell Wilson, the starter, Mike Tomlin, this is what, ever since Ben Roethlisberger retired, right? What you're seeing Pittsburgh do, this is that they do this every year, where they win 9 or 10 games and they do it with limited offense. And so they're doing the same thing with Justin Fields. But Mike Tomlin knows you will not win anything important playing this way. So if Russell Wilson in practice gives you a better if Russell Wilson comes back and they bench Justin Fields, people would be like, how can you bench a guy that's 2-0? Watch him play. And that's how, because this offense that they're running will not win you games against the better teams in the league. And the goal in the NFL is to not win 9 games against bad teams and eke your way into the playoffs. If that was the case, then crown the Miami Dolphins. So no, and you look at their schedule. I mean, it's not a terrible schedule, but you can really get fooled by winning close games against bad teams.
You want to hear Bo Nix talk about one of his picks?
Is it bad?
Yeah.
All right.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah. Chop back, threw it to the other team.
Well,
that's it.
At least he's being honest.
It's a bit like Scotty Scheffler the other day when he shanked one.
Yeah.
And they were like, Scotty, what happened on the shank? He's like, well, shank is when you hit it off the hosel. I hit it off the hosel.
Well, I have not watched every snap of Bo Nix because, well, the Denver Broncos.
They're really hard to watch.
They're really hard to watch.
Like, really hard.
But when you go back and like, you know, you have I subscribe to a little service where they just give you cut-ups of games and you can look at it. And you can look at offensive highlights with no break in between. And Bo Nix has seen things that aren't there. It's some of the decisions he's making with where to go, that ball and that he's talking about there was really bad, and yet it's not as bad as the interception that he threw the first week. The one he had against the Seahawks where he rolled out, I can't tell you. I literally could not fathom a guess of why he decided to throw the ball where he did. And that's kind of the frustrating part when you watch young quarterbacks play and you see that. When you're sitting in a room with them and you ask why you throw that ball and you don't have an answer for it, that's where stuff gets spotty, because how do you correct mistakes that aren't explainable, right? Like, it's, you're not trying to fit a ball into a certain window. Like, you thought it was zone. It turned out to be man. I don't know. It's just that they're just really, really bad decisions. And then you get into, are you wrecking the kid's confidence and, you know, all these things. And I won't throw anyone under the bus after 2 weeks, but it looks really, really bad right now. And not that it looks good in Washington, not that it looks good in Chicago. They got their own set of problems, but the worst one right now is Denver, and it's not a very talented roster.
Well, how about your Giants,
that's a whole other...
scored 3 touchdowns and their opponent did not score a touchdown and they still lost?
Yeah.
First time in history, I believe.
How about that?
Yeah.
7 field goals.
Pretty impressive.
It's unbelievable. What the hell is Dable doing?
He's getting...
He knew his kicker was hurt.
Well, and they went into the game They went into the game with a kicker that was already banged up, and they didn't get another one.
Yes.
Like, and did you hear they only went into the game with 52? Yeah. They had an extra roster spot to add a kicker.
And there's kickers left. You see it every week where someone's like, oh, they found this dumbass on the street, and they went out and get him.
Like, right. They put a guy on the IR on like Thursday or Friday, and they had an extra spot, and they knew their kicker had an injury going in, and they just didn't add it.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's malpractice.
Once again, it really is malpractice. And this once again raises the question, why can punters not be better backup kickers?
Well, and that most of the time that is the case, that it's an emergency sort of situation, but I mean, I don't know. Or you have someone, you know, you have a wide receiver, there's usually someone that you can roll out there and kick an extra point on. But
I get that, but seriously, punters, all they do is punt.
Yeah.
And I get it's two different disciplines.
But yes.
But if you need an emergency kicker,
it should be.
Do they even practice?
Yes.
Punters practice kicks?
Most of the time at practice, the punter and the kicker, when they're not doing anything, which is almost all the time, they're either working on their tan, doing sit-ups. Sometimes they'll bring a golf club out and chip, but yes, they usually will kick or punt and vice versa. So that's usually the emergency guy. The Giants, if we're talking about worst teams in the league right now, I mean, clearly it's Carolina and everyone else, like, get in line. I feel pretty confident to say that the Giants are right there. Oh, Denver too. The Giants are bad, and Dable's gone. He's going to get fired. And that's weird, because his first year there in New York, you really thought that he had something cooking. You know, he did a great job with Josh Allen, and he did a great job with Daniel Jones, and Hammond egged their way into, like, what, 10 wins, and they got into the playoffs, and it's just, it's
well,
bad.
On the bright side, he looks good. He's lost some weight.
Yeah.
He's
bottom line, they're ass.
Well, and Malik Nabers looks like a big time receiver.
Oh, that was a nice pick.
Yeah, they you know, we had one dropsies there that hurt, but he does appear to be the real deal, but you know, they're going to fire their coach, and Jones is gone, and then you're going to have to go back, and it's time to draft a quarterback and start again. And this is why finding quarterbacks in this league, very, very difficult to do. And finding a quarterback and paying him $40 million when he's Daniel Jones sets you back a few years.
All right, we move on to the club. We will talk about wireless carriers. And a new study says water does nothing for your hangover. It is 6 o'clock on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.